Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, August 11th, 2025, and we have a great mix of arts and entertainment headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Q&A with Kevin Baxter, co-founder and executive producer, The Big Dill World's Largest Pickle Party. Kevin Baxter, co-founder and executive producer of The Big Dill World's Largest Pickle Party, leads a talented team that has grown the festival into the world's premier pickle event. With over 1.2 million social media followers and 10 million monthly impressions, The Big Dill has become a global community of pickle lovers. The festival returns to Baltimore this fall as part of the In My Pickle Era tour, highlighting the city's history with pickles and unique culinary experiences. The event's economic impact on Baltimore includes filling hotels, packing restaurants, and giving vendors their best sales days of the year. The festival's success is fueled by partnerships with major brands like Molson Coors, Frank's Red Hot, and The Wonderful Company, as well as collaborations with local vendors. As the Big Dill expands to new cities, lessons from Baltimore are applied to tailor each event to the local market. The future of the Big Dill includes adding more cities to the tour, releasing new merchandise, and working on big brand collaborations for 2026, with potential partnerships in venues like Citi Field in New York and Mall of America in Minnesota. Tiny Gems Breaks, Sib Media Corporation, NASDAQ, ICG, LTRW, drivers deliver strong results at Grand Prix of Portland. Sig Media Corporation, NASDAQ, CTRYW, celebrated strong performances from its drivers at the BitNile.com Grand Prix of Portland. Callum Ilott of Prima Racing finished P6 after climbing 18 positions, matching his career-best result. Lewis Foster of Raw Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing finished P13 despite an early spin, maintaining his lead in the IndyCar Rookie of the Year standings. Seb Murray of Andretti Cape finished P16 in his Portland debut. Seg branding was prominently displayed on cars, helmets, and equipment throughout the weekend, showcasing Lottery.com and Sports.com logos. For more information, visit Seg Media Corporation's newsroom at abn.fm/seg.
Annapolis, Main Street, 1965. A. Aubrey Bodine. A. Aubrey Bodine's photograph, Annapolis, Main Street, 1965, showcases a proposal to remodel Main Street while preserving its unique atmosphere. Bodine, a renowned pictorialist, began his photographic career in 1923 and believed in the creative potential of photography. He manipulated his images to achieve his artistic vision, often going beyond traditional techniques. His work has been exhibited globally and continues to be celebrated. To learn more about Bodine and view his extensive collection of photographs, visit www.bodine.com. Reprints and note cards of his images are also available for purchase on the website. For inquiries, contact info at aubreybodine.com or call 1-800-556-7226.
Investor News Breaks, CG Media Corporation, NASDAQ, SEG, LWU, drivers set for Grand Prix of Portland. CG Media Corporation announced that sponsored drivers Callum Ilott, Lewis Foster, and Seb Murray competed in the 2025 NTT IndyCar and Indy NXT by Firestone Grand Prix of Portland over the weekend. The Portland International Raceway, known for its multiple overtaking zones, saw Ilott racing for Prima with Lottery.com branding, Foster leading the Rookie of the Year standings with Sports.com logos, and Murray making his Portland debut representing Andretti Cape with Lottery.com and Sports.com support. Sig Media Corporation, NASDAQ, LTRYW, operates digital assets like Sports.com, Concerts.com, and Lottery.com, focusing on fan engagement, ethical gaming, and AI-driven experiences. 45 Drives announces third wave of creators for 2025 Creator Summit. Level 1 Tech's Wendell Wilson, NGW posts Nick Witzinski and cinematographer Joseph DiGiovanna join the lineup. 45 Drives has announced the addition of Wendell Wilson from Level 1 Techs, Nick Witzinski from NGW Post, and cinematographer Joseph DiGiovanna to the lineup for the 2025 Creators Summit. This year's event will debut in the U.S. and launch 45 Studio, a division focused on high-performance creative workflows. The summit will feature key figures like Deadmau5 and Tom Lawrence, offering insights into enterprise hardware and open-source applications. Nick Witzinski, known for his post-production expertise, is eager to connect with industry leaders at the summit. Joseph DiGiovanna, with over 30 million images of NYC captured, has transformed his workflow with a 45-drive server. The event will showcase innovations in open-source storage and tailored hardware solutions, providing a platform for collaboration and breakthroughs in technology.
Timeless Elegance Restored 1966 Jaguar XKE Series 1 Roadster joins DFW Car and Toy Museum Collection. The DFW Car and Toy Museum proudly unveils a fully restored 1966 Jaguar XKE Series 1 Roadster, now part of the Ron Sturgeon Collection. Acquired in 2023 as a project, this British icon has undergone an extensive restoration, showcasing its timeless elegance. With a rebuilt 4.2-liter inline-six engine and meticulous attention to detail, this XKE remains a masterpiece. Visitors can admire this classic alongside over 200 vehicles and collectible toys at the museum in Fort Worth, Texas. Ron Sturgeon, a dedicated car collector for over 30 years, is the visionary behind this captivating free attraction. Learn more at dfwcarandtoymuseum.com.
Annapolis, Main Street, 1965, A. Aubrey Bodine. A. Aubrey Bodine's photograph, Annapolis, Main Street, 1965, captures the charm of Cornhill Street, showcasing the city's efforts to preserve its historical essence. Bodine, a renowned pictorialist, began his photographic career in 1923, producing high-quality documentary images that won numerous awards. He believed in the creative potential of photography, using techniques like artistic lighting effects and manipulation of negatives to achieve his desired artistic vision. More than 6,000 of Bodine's photographs spanning 47 years are available for viewing and purchase on www.aaubodine.com. For further details, including a biography by Harold A. Williams, visit the website or contact info at aaubrybodine.com. Outdoor film screening of Shrek at 28 Liberty's Fosun Plaza. Fosun will host a free outdoor screening of Shrek at 28 Liberty's Fosun Plaza on August 14th. The event, in partnership with Alamo Drafthouse, starts at 6 p.m. with seating provided. Guests can bring blankets and snacks. The screening of the animated classic will begin at 6:30 p.m. Fosun Plaza has become a hub for community events, offering a family-friendly atmosphere. Follow Alamo Drafthouse and Fosun Plaza for more upcoming film announcements and free programming. 28 Liberty, located in NYC's Financial District, has undergone extensive renovations, including a 200,000-square-foot retail space with a 14-screen Alamo Drafthouse cinema. Alamo Drafthouse, founded in 1997, is known for its unique programming and special events like Fantastic Fest. 28 Liberty is a cultural destination in Lower Manhattan, offering a variety of community events and dining options.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.